Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 9. We made it.
Yay!
Here at Across America, episode 9.
There's only going to be 9 episodes,
right.
So I
That's
have to
it.
Wrap
so
up a lot.
So you're here in Washington. You need to get a ride back to where you stopped.
In the mountains. And they get to
in
Key
Washington,
West.
And then get to Key West.
And that's going to be done in 20 minutes, so
right.
Here I go. Yeah, right. All right.
That was a joke, because I know we will have to clarify that.
Yeah.
There will not be only 9 episodes.
Somebody's like, oh, I'm not. They're going to try to rush through the last 17 states.
Right.
No way am I listening
what?
To this. And then that's it. We lose a listener.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
On Jack. Yeah. He was yours.
Yeah.
You
so
can't live without him.
You guys, if we haven't listened to it for a week, the very concerned citizen and the barking dog saw you and Tony on the side of the road and was like, guys, listen, we could talk about this all day, but you really shouldn't be out here because you're about to have frostbite and it's not a great time. This is a guy who lost a toe of his own.
Yeah.
Did you ever...
I didn't look at it. No.
No.
He
not,
didn't show
not
us.
Did you look at it? That's weird. Hey, you lost a toe? Show us.
Prove it.
Out here in the cold.
Prove it. You know the cold? You know the cold, bro?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what we both said.
If I'm on the side of the road trying to say, guys, listen, you're going to die. And they're like, yeah, show us your foot. I'd be like, okay,
bye.
Hold on. I've got a picture back in my Jeep.
Vroom.
Vroom. Gone.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So did he...
Wait, what was the question?
I totally forgot to say, did he show you the toe?
No. Yeah. Nope, he didn't. didn't show us. I just took his word for it.
Yeah.
He seemed like an honest guy.
Well, clearly.
Listen, he offered to give us a ride into Winthrop, which was the next town. Me and Tony didn't want to do it. It felt like cheating, but we figured if we could get a ride back up to this spot, it would be okay. And
how,
Tony and I
did
both
you mark
that.
The spot? I know I made a joke last time, but
well,
we put an X right here.
No, what actually happened was we'll just start back at Rainy Pass, which was we were only like a mile from there. So we'll just start there since we don't know exactly
where
we're
is.
Leaving off. We'll just start a little bit further back, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because we knew for sure we made it to Rainy Pass. That's where we slept the
right.
night before. So we got into the guy's car. You know, we put our stuff in there, and he drove us down the mountain. And, you know, maybe like 10 miles, we were kind of out of the snow, so we probably could have made it, but, you know, we didn't know which way it was moving. It could have lasted a little bit longer,
right.
depending on how long it took us to get to that point. Plus, we were usually taking a break every, like, 5 miles, and, like, I don't know. It would have been rough. So, anyways, he drives us all the way to Winthrop, and we stopped at, like, I don't even know, like, this is weird. I don't even remember why we stopped. But he was like, hey, let's stop at this place. It was like a little lodge or something like that. And he's like, let's just stop here. And I can't remember why we stopped there. But I know that when we went there, they had like a little diner. It was like a little store and diner. And he's like, hey, do you guys want some pie? I don't know why that's funny, but it just is.
It's a little strange is all it is. He's got
now
you.
That I say that got out you. Loud, it's just kind of weird.
Hey, you two boys, want to stop for a slice of pie?
I mean, he was a nice guy, so I'm like, sure. I
didn't
like
mean
pie.
For that to come out creepy if it did, but just that.
No, honestly, I never liked pie, but that last year, I grew to like it. So I was like, you know what? I will like some pie.
You know what, sir? I will take a slice of pie. Thank
I've grown
you.
To like pie. Let's have a slice.
Yeah.
So he goes, have you guys ever had rhubarb pie? And I go, nope. But he's like, I'm going to get us all rhubarb pie. I go, okay.
Sandy, 3 rhubarbs.
It was just weird because like that wasn't my choice, but he made the choice. So I was like, all right.
Sure.
That's fine. I'll try it. It was actually pretty good. Kind of tart, but it was good.
I've never had rhubarb pie.
Dude, I actually got it again after my walk like a year ago. I got it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have that again. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like it's a vegetable. It's weird. It's like a vegetable rhubarb, I think. Like it looks like almost like celery, but it's like coated in like it's kind of like tart and sweet at the same time.
Huh, tell me more.
That's it. That's all there is to it.
It does not sound appetizing to me. Not to offend our rhubarb pie aficionados.
Of course not. You saved our lives.
But
I would never I would never be offensive towards him.
Yeah. I'll have to try it now. I literally have to.
It's good. It's good. It's not I was hoping more for a peach pie, but, you know, to each his own. Yeah. Whatever. Apple pie. Yeah.
Out of the snow. Whatever.
Out of the snow. Apple pie. I don't know. So anyways, he got us rhubarb pie. So we just kind of sat there. And I remember me and Tony being kind of like quiet. He's like trying to talk to us and stuff. But I know, like, I could tell it like with Tony because I felt the same way. I'm like, we kind of like, it feels like we just got defeated. Like we just got beat. Like we're not even out of Washington yet. And all of a sudden we had
already
to take
had
a drive. Yeah. And that was something we really didn't want
to
do unless it was an emergency, but it kind of was an emergency. So we were okay with it. The problem was we're like, how do we get a ride back up there?
Yeah.
And anyways, the guy, after we had the pie, we left that place and he was like, we still didn't have signal. So he's like, oh,
what do you guys think about cake?
Yeah. And then we went to this other diner and then ice cream.
Yeah.
Nah, he goes, oh,
it was a good jelly bean spot right here.
But like, okay, this is weird though too. He goes, I don't even know if he had a phone on him. Cause he goes, well, let's look up what kind of inns are around here and we'll get you guys like a good price. Like you guys have money and stuff. We go, yeah. And then he robbed us now.
Right.
He goes like, okay,
why don't you show me that money?
Yeah,
he said as he pulled out a six shooter.
Yeah. So I go, like, yeah, like, whatever, if we can find, like, a cheap motel or something. He's like, well, let's see what we can find. So we actually went to the library, and we go inside the library, and he goes on one of the computers, and he's looking up, like, inns and stuff around, and he ends up talking to the librarian, and like, for some, me and Tony are just, like, waiting in the corner for him to, like, find stuff for us and buy us pie. And I think I went outside and like, I tried calling my mom, but I don't think I had, like, signal.
Mom,
and, mommy, this weird guy.
If we end up missing,
just know we're full of pie.
Tell the police rhubarb pie. Mm-hmm. They'll know what that means.
They'll know. The Winthrop police will know. The WPD.
The Winthrop
the one guy.
Rhubarb killer.
Yeah.
Strikes again.
Little did we know.
Yeah.
So we go to the library. He ends up finding out that there's a hostel, like, in Winthrop.
Right. Like in the movie where the girls die?
Yeah. But, like, a nicer one.
Right.
So a hostel, if you don't know, is kind of like a hotel, but it's, like, a shared room with, like, bunk beds. They're really popular in Europe for backpackers who are traveling across the country.
Yeah.
So they actually had one in Washington State, or in Winthrop. So he goes, let's go try it out. You want to try that out? It seems like it's cheap. So we're like, sure.
Sure, sir. So, you clearly have nothing to do all day.
I know. I don't know what this guy was.
Let's go.
So he drives us to the hostel, and we go inside, and there's, like, this woman running it, and she's like, hey, how you guys doing? We tell her what we're doing and what happened, and she goes, oh, yeah, you guys can stay here. And she's like, I'll give you a little discount and stuff. And and she goes, like, we're one of the only hostels, like, in, I think, Washington. She goes, they're not really popular in America.
Mm-hmm.
And most people do, like, couch surfing if they're going to do anything like that.
There's actually an app for that now, for couch surfing.
Well, we actually use that app later on. I'll get to it, Jack.
Okay.
Calm down, okay? I'm
going
to get to it.
Right. I'm just excited for the part where you met Sylvester Sly.
We'll get to it, okay?
Pull up.
Get to it. Now, so we end up getting a room there that night. The guy goes, okay, you guys good? I'm taking off. And he just drove off, and that was it. That was the last we saw of him. Don't even remember his name.
Pie Man.
Yeah, that's what he goes down.
That was his last name.
That was his last name. John
Victor
Pie Man. Victor Pie Man. He just goes around offering pies to people.
He just walks in. Honey, how was your day? I got two more.
Two more.
Got him some rhubarb pie.
Rhubarb.
Set him up with Sally over at the hostel.
Yeah. Like, you're such a good man, Pieman. That's why I married
you. That's why we're proud, Pieman.
Yeah, that's why I'm Mrs. Pieman. But yeah, he took off and we thanked him. And then we ended up staying there that night. And I remember me and Tony just talking about, like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to get a ride back up there? And actually, the next day, we didn't go looking. We figured it was probably still snow. Like, we looked at the weather, and it looked like it was still snowing. And because we had a signal at the hostel and stuff. So we checked that. Looked like it was still snowing. So we're like, let's wait a day. And then that night, or, like, that afternoon, we walked into, like, the downtown area. Kind of just walked around. It was like, a nice little quaint. It looks like one of those old-timey boardwalk kind of, like, walk around downtown, all wood houses and stuff. So we walk around there, and we find this, like, pizzeria, and we're like, oh, let's get some pizza. So we go inside, order a large pizza. We're just sitting there talking about, like, hey, maybe we should go to the gas station in the morning and just see if we can find someone heading that way, see if they'll give us a ride up. And I'm like, ah, this is going to be shitty.
There's no way you do that without being super creepy.
Well, that's what, but I figure, like, I think that, like, in a big city, but maybe in a small town, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Like, there's not, like, a lot of people, and maybe people just passing through, if they're driving that way, just, hey, we're just backpacking. Can you give us a ride up to Rainy Pass?
Yeah.
So that was our plan, was just to go to a gas station and kind of hang out there until we found somebody. But while we're eating the pizza... I forgot to mention this. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but our friend JJ made us shirts that said walk across the country.
Mm-mm.
And he made, like, we each had like two of them. We had two or three of them each. And we just wore those like most of the time while we were walking. And we had a picture of the United States and there was a line across it. And then it just said walking across the country. So as we're sitting there eating a pizza, these two guys behind us, they're just big burly guys. They like, Hey, are you guys the ones walking across the country? And we're like, how do you know?
What would give that away,
yeah,
sir?
So he goes,
our fancy t-shirts?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was the shirts. I go, oh, because of our shirts? He goes, no, we actually heard about you guys. And we're like, from who? He's like, I don't know.
Mr. Pyman.
Yeah, Mr. Pyman going around the countryside, passing out pies and spreading news.
Two men walking across the country.
They love rhubarb.
They love rhubarb. You see him, offer it to him, it's like catnip.
He just leads us like up the mountain with rhubarb pie.
Imagine how weird you guys were to them. He wants to take you to the library and figure it out. You guys are standing in the corner, like looking around like.
Yeah, but who, I mean, to me, getting like stopping at a place to get rhubarb pie and then going to the library and then going to a hostel, that's not a normal day.
That's the Pyman way.
That's not a normal day, though.
No. So these two guys figured out that you were...
Well, we were walking across the country, so they're like, hey, like, they started asking us a bunch of questions. We told them where we started, and we ended up, like, talking to them and finishing our pizza. And then after that, we're like, yeah, do you know if there's anybody in town that we can go around to that can offer us a ride back up the mountain? And the guy... And now I feel bad. I have their names, like, in my blog, but I'll just... bypass it right now. But one of the guys was like, hey, if you want, I can give you a ride, but it's gonna have to be really early because I go into work and he had to work in Twisp, which was east, so he had to go the opposite way. So he's like, I work in Twisp, but if you want, I'll take you up there, but it'll have to be around like 7 a.m. We're like, that's fine, whatever you can, that's fine. So he goes, that's fine. He's like, where are you? We're like, we're at the hostel. He's, I know where that is, that's fine, I'll meet you there 7 a.m. just be ready. So we're like, okay. So we waited like that night. We ended up getting some beer, and the lady who ran the hostel, she had like her friends over and two guy friends. It wasn't like that.
Sure.
Yeah. So
little segue. Like, you don't know the guy's names in story in the walk.
Yeah.
His name is Greg.
That's true. But that's not his real
name. It's not his real name.
No.
For those of you who are interested in the fictional story. This part is actually in it, and the guy's name is Greg.
Okay, I have one of their names. Nick is one of their names.
Nice.
I can't find the other one. I'm looking at my blog right now. But yeah, so we go back and we're like drinking and just hanging out with the people at the hostel. That night we shower, get ready, and we think like, okay, well it's about the same. It's about 20 miles from where we left off to get back to this hostel. So we go, hey, can we stay an extra night and leave our stuff here? And we'll just walk without our backpacks and stuff.
Right.
And she goes, yeah, that's fine. So that's actually what we did. We actually like left our backpacks and just went up there and walked back without that, all unencumbered. And
you
was,
guys
like, really
cleared
awesome.
20 miles, no
20
problem.
Miles, yeah. Golly. Oh, 20 miles. And we actually got back. So like Tony picked, or not Tony, God, I don't even know
Nick.
If it was Nick. I think Nick was the other one.
Nick and Francis.
But the one who picked us up, he drove us up there. And it might have been Mike. I don't remember. But he drove us up, stopped at Rainy Pass. We got out. He drove back, went to work. And we ended up, we got his number and everything. He's like, let us know if you need anything. So we're like, for sure. And he goes, and if you're heading through Twisp, let me know. And I'm working there, so maybe I can meet up with you guys. So we're like, yeah. So... anyways, he took off. We walked 20 miles. We actually got back, I think, pretty early, like 5 o'clock or something like that. And just showed up. And I remember just opening the door to the hostel and her, welcome back. Like, yeah. That was it. Like, that was our day. It was just, like, making up 20 miles Jeez. That we didn't do before. But it was worth it. And after that...
It wasn't snowing.
There's a lot of snow on the side, but it wasn't snowing anymore. So... You know, to us, I think after that, we started talking a little bit more. We started being a little bit more like, I don't know. You could tell we were both like, we didn't feel like we cheated. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, that's why it mattered. You kind of made up for it.
Yeah. So, like, that was kind of worth it. And after that, we just stayed another night at the hostel and then took off the next day. We stocked our food and water and took off.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty good. I don't know if we're going to wrap it up there. I figured like that was a good stopping
point. That is a good stopping point, but we are also at 15 minutes. So maybe we'll do a couple more questions than we usually do. Questions. I hope you were hitting record for that, Robert.
Nope.
Okay. So.
Which one? Scrolling through all the questions.
We're at a. Okay. I like this one. You've already answered it, but I'm going to ask it again for the podcast. Which state was best for urinating outdoors?
Yeah. Somebody asked this on Reddit, and all the other questions I didn't answer really, except for this one. I was like, I'll answer this one right now. And you know what the answer is? All of them. When you have to urinate, it doesn't really matter.
It's
where
a
you are.
Risky game, though. It really is because there are people who have been arrested and had to register as sex offenders because they were urinating outside.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'll probably get to this later on too, but there were some areas which were just flat nothing and busy highways, just like cars driving by, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't, there was nowhere for me to go.
Yeah.
So I would sit down sometimes on the side of the road, just take my dick out, out of the side of the pants and just urinate on the side because there's nowhere to go. And it's just car after car after car. And I'm like I don't want to just sit there.
What do you think that fella's doing?
Yeah. I just want to like pee on the side of the road like while they're like driving by in case there's something like that. So I'm like,
I would have been walking pretty far down into that field and just.
Well, and that's, but it's still, it's like, it's not. Like, I don't know. It's, like, hard to, like, explain. It's, like, so open. I mean, I did. There were some times where I just walked really far away, but I also didn't want to leave my stuff and, like...
Take it with you.
Well, this was, like, back when I
here,
got
here's
this
me saying
on.
It from, okay. the, yeah, from yeah. the comfort of us in our recording area.
Well, I'm saying, like, there's more to it after, and I'll let people know, like, why it was harder to take my stuff and things like that. But, yeah, that was... But usually I could find, like, a tree or some bushes, go behind there real quick, go to the bathroom, and leave. That was it.
That's an interesting move
that
you pulled there.
Yeah, thanks,
Not
man.
One that I would have done.
Yeah, I only did it because I remember there was, and I only did it like twice, and it was because I was like in Nebraska or something, and there was just no, it was just open. Everything was just open, and I was like, this sucks. I gotta piss.
One funny story, when we were on a road trip, my family and I had my two nephews in the car with us. One of them had to go to the bathroom, and we were in dead stop traffic.
Oh, shit.
And he got out and walked up to the edge of the woods to start going, and traffic opened up, and we just started going.
Like, hurry up, get back here.
He's like, come on. He's like, it's like to sidestep and pee and chase us at the same time. Come on, guys. What are you doing? Stop. Funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes.
It is.
To find
it's
a good
always,
spot.
Always tough.
Oh, yeah.
This last one says, thanks, everyone, for the questions.
That was me. That was me thanking everyone on Reddit for the questions.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So this one, I can't really do this one.
Yeah,
this one
yet.
Says, what did you think of Illinois? Did you go through Illinois?
Yeah, that was a weird question because I actually didn't go. I mean, I did. I was in, we'll get to this. I was in Illinois for one day.
Yeah.
One day, just the very bottom.
Okay. Well,
and actually not even
alert.
For a whole day. It was like 3 hours.
Spoiler alert. What did you think of Illinois?
I mean, for those 3 hours, I was encapsulated by
bliss.
Like just the sheer beauty,
pure bliss
of one bridge, and then I went over another bridge. And I can just tell you that from that one bridge that I crossed to get into Illinois to get to the other bridge, you know, actually, and I'll get to this later, there was a little tiny museum. It was just a little museum at the very bottom, right between the two bridges. And I remember going into the museum
and asking,
like,
them to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I had to go. No, I just went in there. It was like a free museum. And I go, can I just look around? They're like, yeah. So I like walked around the museum.
You Mr. Big Star. I'm walking across the country, all right?
Let me in.
You want me here.
I had to sign to get in, though. You had to sign your name.
Boom.
But it was free. So I walked around and
yeah, because they would have checked your ID and make sure you wrote the right name.
Exactly.
That's gonna do it for this episode. Maybe a little bit of a shorter one, but you know, I think
take what you can get.
Good content.
Well, that and take what you can get, guys.
Yeah, please remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Hells
if
yeah.
you loved it or if you didn't love it,
rate
us 5 stars sarcastically.
Oh, 5 stars.
this
is
so great.
Yeah, just do that because it'll really sting us right in the heartstrings.
Yeah, it makes us sad.
If you want to find this or any of our other fictional podcasts or non-fictional, they're all fantastic. Personally, I think that because, you know,
you're in a lot
most of them.
Yeah.
They're all great, though. Seriously,
pretty much all of them.
You can check us out at www.7lamb.com. That's the number 7. Facebook.com/7lambpodcast. That's the number 7 as well. You can message us on Twitter at 7lambpodcast. You can hit us on Gmail at number7lambpodcast@gmail.com or at blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's SEVEN. Yes, we know it was a major oversight. Yes, we regret it wholeheartedly.
I do want to point out, when I made that network site, that was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
So I spelled it out. And then we did all the other ones with the number 7. So right. I'm like, ugh, all right. But maybe I'll go back and change it.
Listen, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
Okay?
We know.
All right.
And if you would like to donate to Patreon, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/the number 7 LAMB. So if you want to check us out, you can go on there. There's a lot of bonus content for all of our fictional stuff along with other podcasts.
Yes.
And all the money definitely helps us out with running everything that we produce.
We invite you to go take a look at the page and see what it's all going towards. Trust me, it's not going towards rhubarb pie and pizza along the side of the road in Washington, although that sounds amazing.
It does. I'm actually
so,
hungry.
Yeah. Thank you so, so much. Everyone have a great day. If it's your birthday coming up, happy birthday. I'm not going to do this every episode. So
just every once in a while.
So if we're there, enjoy it.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.